Here's how I would like us to close tonight. As we customarily go to prayer, and a lot of times we're individual in our praying, we shut ourselves in, and that's good. But I think tonight, if we could, I'm going to ask you if you can stay alert and focused, just to stay seated. And I'm going to ask that we pray out some of these revelation prayers. God may have dealt with you in a particular way this week as we've studied. And some may have a burden tonight to pray a prayer of repentance. And not necessarily just for you. I think it would do us well as one prays, we all join in, because we will find ourselves in all of these places of need. Some might pray prayers of thanksgiving because of the promises that Jesus has given to the church. It says, to him who overcomes, I will set you up in my kingdom forever. For those of you who are weak, for those of you who are struggling, for those of you who are coming up against the opposition of an enemy, for those of you who feel powerless, you're not. You're rich. You are powerful. I have been at work. I hold the keys. I have given you access to the King. And we're going to pray as prayers of thanksgiving, praise to our God. Some of us will pray prayers of mercy and need of God's grace and help, because we're going through some valleys and we're going through some troubles, persecutions, and we're saying, God, we're tired. We're fearful. I feel like quitting. I don't know if we can go another day. I'm weary. But he says, you can endure. Remain faithful. Be patient to the end. There is a crown that awaits. And some of us are going to cry out tonight that God would give us that grace. And then I'll close in just a little while, and together we'll end. But as God has maybe laid on your heart, let's pray revelation prayers tonight. And let's be quick. Let's not sit and wait. You already have on your heart. God has already been working through this week. Let's turn that into prayer. And let's pray one for another. As the church, that we might be those that God would look with pleasure and say, you have done well. Let's pray for one another.
Yes.
Fill us all with your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Help us to realize that you are the one that can satisfy us. You are the one that can fulfill our wishes, our dreams, our aspirations. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mr. Jesus, it's easy to come up here to camp and appear to be a plausible Christian, appear to be a good, committed churchgoer and a servant and a seeker and better than ordinary Christian somehow. But as we sit around and talk to one another and give each other advice about how to live the Christian life, but in many cases we don't even have a clue how to do it ourselves. There is that great lack. There is that great need. There is too much playing church. There is too much understanding what your word says and not enough experiencing what that says. Too much of hearing about you and too little hearing from you. We thank you for these times, Lord, but we're asking you to dig deeper. There are great needs inside that need to be filled. Not a little word here or there, not a little touch, not a little, oh, I had a good meeting, I met Jesus and I felt better. We're asking you to turn our lives inside out.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking you to overhaul everything. There's not one thing that doesn't need to change. You said old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so, Lord, that all means all. Our theology might need to change. Our understanding, Lord, and most of all, the way we deal with people, how we speak to each other, how we think about each other, how we treat each other. It's a scandal of the highest order, Lord. Christians should not act this way. You know that, Lord. It's not even well hidden. You can walk around the camp and hear how people talk to each other. That is not how they talk to each other in heaven, Lord. And so we present this to you. Our tongues, our attitudes. Oh, foul. Foul, unholy attitudes. And everything unclean. And so here is this wretchedness. Here is this misery, this poverty, this blindness, this nakedness. And we're not asking you to do a small work, Lord. We're asking you to dig deep. We're asking you to find the evil. We're asking you to take it out, wrench it out, even with violence, if that is necessary, Lord. But don't leave one trace of it behind. Help us to hate the sin just as you hate it, Lord. Give us your mind.
Yes.
Here's a renewing of our mind that we need, that we would look at that sin and we would have the same exact antipathy for it, that you're not coddling it, not reserving it, not palliating it, not explaining it away, not keeping it in reserve for later, but getting it out, confessing it and being done with it and being cleansed of it, and then having that way free to have a relationship with you. Where is that supper, Lord? Where is that that intimacy with you? Lord, shake our world and heal us every withhold.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, thank you for the way that you've already been speaking to us over these 2 weeks, Lord God. As we heard tonight, some of us are still weak, one Father. We pray that you will bring that fire, that spirit, Lord God, and that we will be either hot or cold, that we will be useful, Lord God.
Jesus,
as much as sometimes we think we have it together, we think we have everything we need, we think we know everything, we think we know best for our lives, Lord God. That's not the case, Lord Jesus. So we need you. We need your spirit,
yes.
Father God, to come, to fill us, and to make us happy, Lord God, to be useful to your kingdom, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, and I pray that as we hear these words, Lord God, that we will heed them, Father, that even as we heard today, we will not be shaped by our culture, Lord God, that our culture, that our world around us will not define who we are, Lord God, but that you will define who we are. That everything we do will be shaped by who we are in you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And I pray that as we're getting ready, most of us to leave, Father God, that the words we've heard these last 2 weeks will sink deep into our hearts,
yes.
Lord God.
Yes.
that we will take them with us, that we will learn from them, and that we will let them, that we will open our hearts to allow you to change us and allow you to work in us even as we leave, Lord God. And that we won't resist you or your spirit and the work that you've been doing in us. That we won't go home and just be who we used to be, but that we will be new creations in you, Lord God, and that you will have done a work, and that people will see a change in who we are, and they will see something different, and we can give you all of the glory for that, Lord God. And I just pray that you will continue to do a work in each of us as we go.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, we find that each of these churches, or at least most of these churches, are flawed. And you have found condemnation in them, God. And we can see ourselves in all or almost all of these churches, God. How much more are we flawed? How much more are we wretched and pitiable, Lord? And you have called each of these churches to be conquerors, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you that that's the call for our lives, God. You have called us to victory, Lord Jesus. You don't leave us in condemnation, God, but you have come that we might have life and have it more abundantly, Lord Jesus. And so we pray that we would claim that victory still, Lord God. We pray that you would win the victory in our lives, that you would be conqueror, that you would be the sufficiency that we need, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
God, don't leave us limping, God. But carry us where we need to be carried, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would fill us anew, Lord God. Lord Jesus, take off the bondages of our lives, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for doing that, God. Increase our faith, Lord. We pray.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Restore that Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you would come in a greater way in our hearts, oh God, and help us to remember that deep love we had for you, oh God, that deep love to be wanting to be with you at all times, God. My God, I pray, fill us with that love again,
Lord.
Seize us with a desire for you, Lord, to want to live for you, oh God, to be the light that you called us to be, Lord. God, I pray, do not remove that candlestick from our lives. But, oh God, I pray that you'd fill us, oh God, with a fire, oh God, that will burn.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And burn out every cross of sin, oh God.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're wanting to do this. You're calling us, oh God, to this repentance, oh God, to come back to that first love. And, Lord, our hearts are open tonight, Lord, for you to come in. And to restore that love, oh God, and to draw us unto yourself, and to cause us to see that fellowship is best for us. Have your way in our lives, oh God.
Jesus,
help us to pray to know you more, to love you better. Lord, we need your Holy Spirit to do this now, Lord. We pray that you come and fill us more with the Holy Spirit, and lead us and guide us, oh God, in the path of love and your direction for our lives. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, we praise you because your name is the Alpha and Omega. And we really look at how you started with this nation. And now, even though we see all the churches has a flaws, you don't need to tell us when we look around. And all the churches we know. And a lot of churches just look like alive, but it's dead. But we are here to see these young people. They are singing to you. And when I look at them, I really see you are the Lord. You are the Lord of all the generations.
Yeah.
You still leave 7,000 do not nailed to the bell. And I praise you and thank you.
Hallelujah.
And look at all these children coming here to the camp, and I just praise you for all these servants faithfully to serve you a generation after another.
Yes.
And I just praise you because you will be the one to finish the work. It's not us.
Yes.
And we praise you. We look upon at your merciful hands to finish the work.
Jesus.
And because you will come soon. And we just pray for your wonderful work, and because your name is called Wonderful.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord. We don't know how you will do that, but you are faithful, Lord. We trust you and we believe
you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Your name is worth of praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for your mercy, O God. We thank you that in your kindness and your love to us, you, and as a caring Father, you discipline us and you show us those places where we may not measure up, Lord, and places where you need, where we need to, where you, your Holy Spirit needs to work in our lives. But Father, we're so thankful tonight that along with that, you have provided a way. And that way is through you, Father.
Yeah.
We just praise you tonight. We thank you that we can come to you, that there's a fountain that is flowing.
Yeah.
And Lord, that as we recognize our need for you, that as we take that first step, Father, you come running one step from us, and you come running towards us. You stand at the doors we heard tonight, and you knock. And Father, we just thank you for that. We praise you for that. And so tonight we also, as we recognize our shortcoming before you, Lord, we open that door. Oh God,
what a
Lord, we
come in,
Lord, move in our hearts.
Come in,
Lord, we are your people. Lord, where else could we turn, Lord, but to you? And so, Lord, we come tonight, oh God, with open hearts. Father, come in, dine with us. Oh God, feed us, Lord. And Lord, we just love you.
Dear God.
Lord, I pray you give us the grace to be faithful.
Yes.
Lord God, you pine for a faithful bride.
Amen.
A church without spot, without wrinkle, that all the ransomed church of God will be safe to sin no more. Lord, I pray you help us.
Yes.
Yes.
And we thank you that you have purchased victory at the cross.
Yes.
You said it was finished. It's not Jesus and this. It's not Jesus and that trick and Jesus and this way to do things, but it's just Jesus. It's finished. And so I pray that you can help us to reach out,
Jesus,
to recognize our need.
Jesus.
A faithful man, who can find it? But you can make us faithful.
Jesus.
Give us the grace to be faithful.
Hallelujah.
In the little things, in the big things, wherever you may have us, to be faithful, to be wholehearted, to be true, to be steadfast. You can do that.
Yes.
You've given us your spirit to do that. And so again, Lord, send your spirit. Send the helper that helps us, that enables us, that makes us who we ought to be, that changes us, that helps us see how we ought to see and hear what we ought to hear. Lord, let us run back to your word. Let us be faithful in your word. Faithful to search you out.
Yes, Lord.
To spend time with you.
Jesus.
And change the things that I want. Let it only be you. Change the things that we love. Let it only be you.
Yes.
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 And then from that, let it flow out, Lord God, the fountains and waters that we've been praying. You be the center. You be the focus. The renewal of our minds, Lord, as we heard, that our minds would be set on things above. And so we put these things to death. And put on so that we can be focused on you.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, give us grace.
Yes.
Give us help. We can't
God.
Do it on our own.
Oh, God.
But that our hearts would be pulled towards you. And you would give us grace to be faithful.
Dear Lord.
Grace to be faithful unto death.
Dear Lord.
Do it, Lord, in days to come. As we go home, some, as some stay on.
Jesus.
May you be faithful.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for speaking to everyone here tonight. And during these weeks, Lord, I just pray that you will strengthen us with all might by thy Spirit in the inner man. Lord, we could do nothing without you. And so this night, we take your strength. You've spoken to us, Lord, and now you offer us help.
Yes.
You always offer the help that we
yes.
need. And so, Lord, we rise up in faith and we take the victory.
Yes.
I take the life of victory. Not I, but Christ himself in me. He conquers now. He sets me free. I take.
Hallelujah.
He gives.
Hallelujah.
The victory.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we receive.
God, thank you. Thank you.
Lord, we receive.
Dear Jesus, thank you that since I came to camp, it was a blessing, and that I was able to come closer to you, and that I was able to walk in your footsteps. And probably said that it was sticking with me for the rest of my life,
yes.
and that
yes.
I shall not wander from your path.
Yes.
You shall leave me beside the school wall.
Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Once again face the reality of life and work and church and family and all the responsibilities of God that we face, Father, that you would help us not to give up, God.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, that every trial, every tribulation, every burden, every valley, oh God, that we may go through in the future, Lord Jesus, that we would hold on to your promises,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Like it's already been prayed tonight, oh God, that you have the victory and that you make us overcomers, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you would help us not to grow weary in well-doing, oh Lord Jesus, but that we would persevere, oh God, and run the race, oh Lord Jesus, and move forward, oh God. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would help us not to give up, oh Lord God, that we would remain faithful,
Lord
Jesus, the call that you have placed on each and every one of our lives, oh God. Lord Jesus, some of us might think that we might, our call would be insignificant, but right now, Lord Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would show every person in this room how significant they are to you, Jesus. Oh God, that you would help us to know, Lord God, that each of us is called with a purpose, oh God, that you've designed us, Lord Jesus, to live for your glory, oh God. Lord Jesus, and I pray that you would help us to live that out, oh Lord Jesus, and not to give up, oh God. And I was already prayed today, but help us not to compromise, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you would show us, God.
Yes.
Show us if there's any compromise in our lives, Lord
yes,
Jesus,
God.
That you would show it by the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God,
yes,
and make
Lord.
It so evident,
yes,
oh
Lord.
God, Lord Jesus, that we
yes,
would not
Lord.
Commit an iniquity, Lord Jesus, that we would not offend your Holy Spirit within us, oh God, but
yes,
show
Lord.
Us, Lord Jesus, the way to go, oh God,
yes.
that we would turn, oh Lord
yes.
Jesus, and repent, oh God,
yes.
and Lord, do what you have called us to do, Lord Jesus. In your name,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Thank
you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you that you love your church, O God. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that you don't give up, O God. You continue to draw your people close to you. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that your spirit is alive and working on us, O God, and drawing hearts, O God. I pray that you will continue that work, O God. Cause us to be sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit, O God. Jesus, let us not grow weary in drawing near to you. Jesus, I pray that your spirit will speak to us, O God. Jesus, that your spirit will convict us, O God, when we go astray, O God. Draw us, O God, we call upon you, O God. And we thank you, Jesus, that you love us so, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, I pray that the visions that you have given us, O God, will continue on and that you will give us greater visions, O God, that we will see you all the time, O God. Jesus, and look upon the cross daily, moment by moment, O God. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you, O God, that you're preparing us, O God, for that day. I pray, O God, that you will find a church that is ready, O God.
Yes, Lord.
O God,
yes,
we want you to come, O God. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, but prepare our hearts, O God.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, we call upon you, Jesus. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Jesus. Coming up by miracle, put up by
miracle. O God, do it, Lord, we pray. Do it, O God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 dear Lord
Jesus, we thank you that we can't bring anything but ourselves to you. God, make a change in us tonight that will really last.
Yes.
Oh God, come to us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That we're not rich, we're poor.
Yes.
Jesus,
keep us, Lord Jesus, while we're judging God.
Spirit, to put all these promises into our heart, put all these visions into our heart, that you have promised the one who overcome all these rewards.
Yes.
And these words would give us strength, give us a purpose to fight the good fight, Jesus. Help us, and we need your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We need to walk in your Holy Spirit. Unless by your Spirit we cannot do anything.
Jesus.
So help us to abide in you. Help us,
Jesus,
always to look up to you, our dear Lord.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus. Jesus.
To all the churches that you love, Lord, you strengthen up your church. You revive your church. That let all your churches open their arms to you, Holy Spirit. That your work will be in the church. It's not just a religion. It's not just what we know. Resurrected Christ, that you will work. You will walk in the church. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's you. It's
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
We need you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
speaking to us, and you will finish the good work in every one of us.
Jesus.
And we're trusting you.
Jesus.
Even though we fall, we'll come back to call your name, because you are faithful.
Yes.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness that you have been in our midst. And you have been fitting us. With robes of righteousness, with garments that are pure. So that in that day you will be able to present unto yourself a bride that is pure and spotless, without blemish or any such thing. Thank you, Lord, that you equip us as we've recognized, as we've prayed. In ourselves, we have no strength. We have no ability. We are weak. We are poor. We are needy. But you give all, Lord, that we need, and you are sufficient. So we rejoice, Lord. Some of these days have been hard. Some of the rebuke and the correction has been difficult to hear as you've pierced our hearts with your word. We have grieved. We have wept. We have cried for mercy, for cleansing. Lord, now we stand in faith and in confidence that you, who have begun a good work in us, will complete it. And we give you praise.
Yes. Yes.
Glory. Glory to Jesus. Would you stand? Let's worship him. He is worthy. We praise you, O God. We praise you, O God. You are faithful. You are good. Wonderful Jesus. Faithful friend. Faithful friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our closing song of victory, number 18 in your white hymnal, number 18. Praise his name. Shouting the name of the Lord, hear the name. Battle. Victory is ours. God bless you. We're dismissed. Have a good night.